than a wagonette without a groom. My light baggage was soon put inside. I took my place beside her and we started off for the nunnery. When clear of the town, the road began a long and somewhat steep ascent. Rose made the horse walk, then turning to me said, "Now, Jack, I want to talk to you seriously. Be a good boy and promise you'll do as we all want, all of us mind."
"Of course I will, if I can," I replied gallantly. "What is it? Is it something serious?"
"Jack, we all mind you, including Alice, want you to
have us right there in the nunnery."
"What?"
I exclaimed, staring at her with absolute surprise.
"It's quite true, Jack dear,"
Rose replied, coloring faintly. I'm lost in astonishment," I stammered, and so I was.
"I'm telling you as God's truth, Jack," she replied, speaking now quite seriously and looking me straight in the eyes. "You won't say no to Helen, will you, Jack?"
I laughed. "But what about little Alice?" I asked.
"Oh, we managed to square her without much difficulty," Rose replied, smiling at the recollection. "You know, Jack, that Alice will do anything if Helen wishes her to do it. Helen simply sat Alice down and told her that if she'd let you have her, with Helen and I keeping her company, of course, letting you have us also in the same room, then we would be able to look after her. And of course, she agreed. And we have awaited your arrival.